Okay, so we've been discussing the last time. You know, it's been a while since Sunday night. Feels like a million years ago. Basically, we've been discussing, you know, a number of Rishonim, my Rashi and Tosfos among them, who hold that the Ptur Kimlei in the Gemara even applies in the case of Shavar Achakach, right, which is a bit chiddush because right minastam, you know, the Chiyamis applies b'machteres. And generally, and in this case, the Shashvira is later. So here you have a situation where the similar Chiyah Misa, the Chiyah Tashlumim, are not Babasachas. And the question is that generally, in order for Kimlei to apply, right, a general, you know, qualification is that the two Onshin have to be Chal Babasachas. So the question we raise is that why do all these Rishonim, you know, apply Kimlei in such a situation when the Chiyah Misa is Chal before the Chiyah Mamun? That is the... That's the big question at hand. So he basically pointed out that there are three called categories of answers, and we discussed the first one. The first category of answers were those Mefarshim who basically attempted to answer the question by saying that while it seemed that the Onesh HaChamor was Chal before the Onesh HaKal, these Rishonim say that really there is an Onesh HaChamor even at the later point coinciding with the Onesh HaKal. We pointed out, one of them was the, you know, Inayim L'Mishpat, which based on the Yerushalmi said, that while it seems that the Chiyah Misa is limited to the time when the guy is in the Machteres, really the Chiyah Misa, based on the Yerushalmi, extends even, you know, past the time after he leaves the Machteres. So in that way, basically, they, you know, the Inayim L'Mishpat explains why the Chiyah Misa and Chiyah Tashlumim really occur with Basachas, because really, even B'Shash Shvira, there is still a Chiyah Misa at that point. That was one version called 1A. The second version of this idea was the very bechiddush of the Oned Yatif, which basically said there is an Onesh HaChamor even b'shas Onesh HaKal, even b'shas Chiyah Tashlumim, because at the time of the Chiyah Tashlumim where the person breaks the kli, that constitutes a bittel of the Heshev HaZakzela. So there was a Chiyah Malkus which is triggered at that point. So therefore, assuming that a Chiyah Malkus also triggers the Ptur Kimlei, so therefore you also have Kimlei because there is an Onesh HaChamor and an Onesh HaKal of the Basachas at the later point in time. Adkan, that was the first approach, which we developed last time. So now I'd like to discuss the second, you know, group of answers, which basically dictate that there is a Basachas here. Why? Because although it seems like the Chiyah Tashlumim was really later at the time of the Shvira, really, from a certain perspective, the Chiyah Tashlumim was really Chal when the item was taken even be'en, at the Shas Netila. Again, in this way, you explain why the Chiyah Misa and the Chiyah Mamo and the Chiyah Tashlumim coincide, because it seems like the Chiyah Tashlumim with only the Shas Shvira really were bringing up the Shas Chiyah Tashlumim to the earlier Shas Netila, which therefore coincides with the Chiyah Misa b'Machteres. The question is, how do you justify this? So we're going to see two different explanations. The first version of this is found in the Baal HaMor. The Baal HaMor explains, we've discussed this in the past, the Baal HaMor holds that even Rava, who requires a Shvira, doesn't think that the Shvira is Mi'ikra Adin. Right, this was, again, if you recall back, this is like approach 1B. Right? Because the Baal HaMor held that even Bedas Rava, even Rava agrees fundamentally to Rav, that even that when the Ganav takes the item, which is Be'en, he is Kone Legamre. And therefore, since the Ganav is Kone, the item Legamre, even according to Rava, so therefore, the return, the Beheshev is like Zela, of the item, is considered a Tashlumen, because you're returning that which belongs to you. Remember, the Baal HaMor says the basis of Shita's Rava to limit the Ptur to a case of Shavar was only because of Sai Takana Drabana. So it says the Baal HaMor, and the Baal HaMor spells this out, that because really Mi'ikra Din, the Shas Netila, was both the Shas Chiyah Misa, and really Mi'ikra Din also the Shas Chiyah Tashlumin, so for Mi'ikra Din, there is Basachas. The only need for a Shvira is only to negate a Sai Takana Drabanan, because the Rabbanan said that Kol Zman, that the item is still Ben, it doesn't make sense for you to just, you know, keep the item, which is Be'en. It's Be'en, you should have to return it. But therefore, it doesn't matter when that Shvira takes place. Because you don't need the Shvira to function as the Shas Tashlumim, like if Rav was Mi'ikra Din, Because according to this sheet of the Balamur, Me'ikar Adin, the Chiyuv Tashlum was even B'shas Netila. The only reason why you need the Shvira is just to negate the Takana Drabanan, and therefore it doesn't matter when that Shvira takes place, and therefore Afilu Shavar Acharkach, as long as Lamaisa, bottom line, by the time you're thinking about paying, the item is no longer Be'en, if that the Takana Drabanan is going to fall away, and then you go back, you fall back on the Me'ikar Adin, and the Me'ikar Adin we say, the Shas Netila was both, that's the Shas Chiyavisa, and the Shas Chiyuv Tashlum, and therefore accumulate one. Yeah, but this is within the law. Yes, I know. I was saying within the Balamor, the Balamor thinks that the Lohi is not Lohi. It's a different Shita. The question is going to be, I think the way the Balamor says that we pass from a Grava, that's only the kind of Grava. So he basically pointed out, the way the Balamor reads the Gemara is that, you know, there's a Shita of Rava, and the Lohi is like the sum of the Gemara, that's a different version of Rava. That's a different, it's the same bottom line sheet of, you know, Dafka B'Shishiber, but Vlavi Tameh, and then we end up passing like Rava's version. Yeah, exactly. I think he passed into Afilo Shavar Acharkach, bottom line. Oh. So first, getting this, you know, this first version of called 2A, again, the Chi of Tashumim was B'Shas Netila, and again, this is the first makor for this is the Balamor, because the Balamor says that Me'ikar Adin, Rava holds that the Ganav has full Kinyan Gneva on the item, and therefore the Shas Tashlumim is really B'Shas Netila. And along the lines of the Balamor, the Ketzos, in Shin Nun Aleph, Sivkatan Beis, says, oh, this is Tran Rashi Tosos. Right, i.e., Ketzos is saying that all other Rishonim in the Sugya who hold that Afilu Shavar Acharkach is subject to Kimle, the Ketzos is saying, understand all those Shitos in light of the Balamor, in light of this idea that really Rava isn't Me'ikar Adin. There's really Me'ikar Adin, Rava agrees with the Rav that it's full Kinyan Gneva, Miyad B'Shas Netila, and therefore Me'ikar Adin, the Chiyuv Tashlumim is Miyad, and therefore you only need the Shvira just to negate the Takana D'Rabbanan, and therefore it doesn't matter when that Shvira takes place. The Ketzos explicitly explains Rashi and Tosfos in line with Balamor, based on this idea that Me'ikar Adin Rava agrees to Rav that the Shas Tashlumen is really the Shas Netila. Yeah.
Oh. Nice.
Ketzos?
No, Rashi.
Yeah. Bibach against it.
Yeah. So the exactly like Meir is saying, the problem with the Ketzos is Pshan Rashi is that Rashi, yeah, Tosfos is Sosa. Tosfos doesn't comment much in the Sugya. But Rashi, again, Zero Maskel of El Notolo, explicitly says that Rava is Me'ikar Adin. That the Rava holds that the Ganav is not Kone, and therefore the returning of the item is just Midin Achzaras Pikadon, and therefore it's not Tashlumen. Again, if you go back to Rashi, Zero Maskel of El Notolo, this is again, it's going back to Rava, right? Rashi says, Mistavra Baha Milsa Dirav, right? The Pater Ba. The cave in the Kayamin Hain, because they're Be'en, Kol Hecha de Isneu de Marayu Ninu. Right? Because Kol's mom that it's Be'en, says Rashi within Rabbah, it still belongs to the Baal Bayis, to the Nigzal. The Inzechia Betashlumen, the Pikatam Ba'alman Ninu Gabe. So Rashi, the Pashtus, right, pretty explicit, understands Rabbah is arguing the Ikar Adin with Rav. And right, Rav says, oh, they're full Kinyan Geneva. Rava comes back and says, no, what are you talking about? They're no full Kinyan Geneva. It's just a Pikadam Ba'alma. Therefore, it's not a Chiyat Tashlumim. And presumably, the Chiyat Tashlumim is only Chal, Bishash Shvira later. So that's the problem with the Ketzos' Pshat and Rashi. But the Ketzos says that within Rashi. But again, it highlights the difficulty of the Shita, but again, it's hard to accept that Pshat, the Ketzos' Pshat and Rashi. Rashi seems to be explicitly against that. Fine. So I think a second is a chiddush, my chiddush, but I think a second version of how you can explain why the Chiyuv Tashlumim, in a sense, comes back to the Shas Netila, even if you think that, like Rashi, that Rabbi Ibn Ikar Adin thinks that, you know, the Shas Netila, there is no Kinyan, is as follows. And perhaps you can say, okay, take a step back. Basically, the big machlokas, famously, between the Rush and the Rambam, in terms of right? Generally, the heshiv is like zela, right? Applies when the item is be'en, right? Heshiv is like zela shergazel, and right, everyone agrees that when the item is still be'en and you return it, that's a kiyum of the heshiv is like zela. The big machok, as we've shown him, is what happens when the item is destroyed and it's no longer be'en, and it's a chiyuv tashlumen, right? When the item is no longer be'en, you no longer return the object, you rather pay for the value of the object. That's called, you know, chiyuv tashlumen, chiyuv dam. Big machokas, Rush and Rambam, whether that chiyuv tashlumen is a kiyum in v'heishiv zakzela, or is it a separate din? So the Rambam, sorry, the Rush. The Rush famously holds that v'heishiv zakzela has two tracks. Either v'heishiv zakzela can be returned in a kapashus of the pasuk when the item is be'en, when it's kash, you know, asher, you know, ke'en shagazo. Or when it's no longer kiyum shagazel and you return the damim, that's also kiyum in v'heshiv zakzela, says the Rush in Bamitzia, in the second parak, Simin Tes. Again, this is in stark contrast to the Rambam, who famously explains that while the patur, this is the beginning of Hilchos Gzela, the Rambam holds that while the patur malchus for Geneva, right? Well, let me make sure. Right, the Rambam famously says that when the item is be'en, the reason why you're putter for malchus is because it, right, the lav is nitzik la'ese of heshiv zakzela. When it comes to a case where the item is eino be'en, the Rambam doesn't quote the p'tura of nitzik la'ese of heshiv zakzela. He rather quotes this other p'tura of nitan lihi shava, something of the sort. The nitan l'tashlum. A separate tool. Again, the way everyone explains that the Rambam holds, the reason why the Rambam doesn't apply nitzik la'esei to the case of chiyav damim, because the Rambam holds that when you pay damim, that's not a kiyam of the heshiv zakzela. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a separate din of chiyav damim, but it's not a kiyam in the heshiv zakzela. So with that background, specifically within the Rush, who holds that both the chiyav damim and the chiyav hashava are both, you know, manifestations, are both applications of the mitzvah of the heshiv zakzela, we can possibly suggest that even though the chiyav tashlumim, the chiyav damim, only kicks in b'shas shvira, but since the chiyav hashava, which did apply b'shas chiyav misa, right, b'shas netila, because both the chiyav tashlumim, the chiyav damim, and the chiyav hashavah are both fall under the single mitzvah of the heshiv zakzela. So perhaps, in the end of the day, what's bas achas is not necessarily the chiyav tashlumim and the chiyav misa, but there is a bas achas, there is, you know, a coinciding of the chiyav misa and the chiyav of the heshiv zakzela. So in short, since, according to the Rush, the later chiyav tashlum and the later chiyav damim is like a second track of the heshiv zakzela, so we can basically explain that there is bas achas, there's a coinciding between the chiyav misa and the chiyav of the heshiv zakzela, and it's just that, you know, as the story goes on, that the heshiv zakzela transforms from a chiyav hashava to a chiyav damim. So in short, in a chanami, right, the chiyav tashlumim isn't bebas achas of the chiyav misa, but if the chiyav tashlumim is a prat which falls under the larger mitzvah of the heshiv zakzela, we can say that there is a coinciding between the chiyav misa and the mitzvah of the heshiv zakzela, and therefore perhaps that creates a sufficient seiruv between the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon to trigger kimle. Understandable? It's a chiddush. What? Yeah. In short, basically the question in hand is how do you get the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon to be bas achas? Right? Generally, kimle only applies when the chiyav misa and the chiyav mamon are bas achas. So the question is, right, if you understand, you know, Rava, like Rashi does, as being that mi'ikar din the chiyav tashlumim is only chal later, so you have a problem. The chiyav tashlumim is later, the chiyav misa is only earlier. We're suggesting that if you take the approach of the Rush, that both the later chiyav tashlumim and the earlier chiyav hashava both fall under the gather of the mitzvah of heshiv zakzela. So then, what is mabas achas is the chiyav misa and the chiyav of heshiv zakzela. So yeah, the Veshev Lagzela happens to change forms from the original Hashavas Be'en, and later is transformed through the Shvira to, you know, Tashum Damim. But in the end of the day, you still have a coinciding, you still have a Bas Achas between the Chiyav Mamon of Veshev Lagzela and the Chiyav Misa. You know what I'm saying? They were saying like there's two stages of Heshev Lagzela. The original stage is Bishas Natila, is the Hashavas Ben. Then same mitzvah just transforms. But at the end of the day, although the mitzvah transformed, again, it went from one track to another track, but it's still all within a single mitzvah of Heshev Lagzela. So there still is Bas Achas between the Chiyav Misa and the Gadol, the Chiyav Mamon of Heshev Lagzela. So it happens to be that, you know, there are two stages of, you know, how the Heshev Lagzela takes effect. Originally, it's just a Hashavas Be'en. Later on, it's it's Tashlumei Damim. But at the end of the day, there is a Bas Achas. There is a coinciding between the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon of the Heshev Lagzela. Possible suggestion. Again, this would only work within the Rush. For the Rambam, who thinks that it's, you know, Chiyav Tashlum is a completely separate din, it would be hard to justify.
Why isn't there also
No, because I think because Kimle still requires onish. The onish is only going to be when it's paying dumb. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it is. In short, the whole need for Bas Achas is to create a tzerif, to create a connection between the Chiyav Misa and the Chiyav Mamon. That's a perfect way of saying it. That in essence, basically, this broader mitzvah of Heshev Lagzela, which has both aspects, basically creates that seraph between the later Chiyav Tashlumim, the Onesh of Tashlumim, and their earlier Chiyav Misa. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, fine. So Akan, the second approach, which basically said, in essence, you know, you're bringing the later Chiyav Tashlumim earlier. So either the Bala Moore's version that Maker Adin the Chiyav Tashlumim is Chal earlier. Or according to this, you know, fancier idea, that even the Chiyav Tashlumim is Chal later, somehow the broad mitzvah of Heshev Lagzela, you know, is mitzaref the later Chiyav Tashlumim to the earlier point. And the third approach is going to say, Ein Hachanami. Right, the question was, how can you have Kimle, the Chiyav Misa was Chal before the Chiyav Mamon? This third approach, a Mefarshim, are basically going to say, Ein Hachanami. Kimle is going to apply as long as the Onesh HaChamor is Chal before the Onesh HaKal. Again, if you look at all the Gemaras, when all the Gemaras say, oh, you know, Kimle can't apply because it's not Bas Achas, they're all cases where the Chiyav Mamon, the Onesh HaKal, comes before the Onesh HaChamor. So Pashas, that's just an example. And most of Sharmen say, yeah, at the end of the day, you need Bas Achas. That happens to be the cases, but the same would be in the reverse. But the following Mefarshim say, no, it's Dafka in those cases. Only when, the only exception to Kimle is in the Onesh HaKal, i.e. the Chiyav Mamon, is Chal before the Chiyav Misa. But, says these Mefarshim, if the Onesh HaChamor, if the Chiyav Misa was Chal first, so then Kimle is going to apply even if the Onesh HaKal, even if the Chiyav Mamon is going to be Chal afterwards. Again, we're going to see they all have different, you know, qualifications, if you know where when do you apply this. But the Gadol, all these Mefarshim are going to say that, you know, the requirement of Bas Achas doesn't apply when the Onesh HaChamor applies before the Onesh HaKal. As you can imagine, that is exactly what's going on in our case, where the Chiyav Misa in the Machteris is Chal before the Chiyav Tashlumim, which is Chal later, Bishas Shvira. So we'll just quickly go through a number of Mefarshim who say this idea of the Kimle applying when the Chiyav Misa implies before the Chiyav Mamon. Again, as we're discussing with Yossi and David and Seder, it's not clear that all these Mefarshim are going to apply in our case for whatever reason, but again, they're all saying this general idea. So one Rishon who says this is the Rush, right? The Rush according to Shittim Ben says, Baba Kama says this idea, I'll just read it quickly. He says as follows, Venerally, the cave on the Chiyav Misa Asi Kodem Chiyav Tashlumin. Because in the case of Baba Kama, the Chiyav Misa comes before the Chiyav Tashlumim, Pater, Kimle still applies. Aval Kishachiyav Tashlumim called him Chiyav Misa, but it's vice versa, then Oz Chayav L'Shalim. That's the case where, that's the exception to Kimle. But if the chiyav misa comes before any, you know, subsequent hezek, pater le'inyin, pater. Fine. So again, the Rush has this idea, but again, as David and Yossi pointed out, the Rush limits it to any chiyav mamon which comes ba'osa malacha. So again, that wouldn't necessarily apply here where the shvira seems to be a distinct misa. So again, the Rush, and again, the Meiri also in Sanhedrin and Gimel on this also says the same idea. But again, both of them, when they say it, limit it to a case where, you know, the Chiyav Mamon comes later, but still comes Ba'osa Maisa of the Chiyav Misa. So again, so they introduce this general idea that the Chiyav Misa can come first, but they limit it to a situation where it's the Osa Maisa, which doesn't seem to apply in our case, where the Chiyav Tashumim of the Shvira comes from a distinct Maisa from the Chiyav Misa.
Where
the Meiri is in Sanhedrin, Ayin Gimel on this. It's the same idea. But the Mefarshim who apply it to our context are later Nosakelim. The Shach is both in Shin Nun Aleph and on the Ramah. The Ramah is discussing this issue about whether the Shvira can take place, whether it has to take place, you know, at the same time as the Chiyav Misa or even later. So the Shach there Sivkatan Aleph and the Sma there Sivkatan Hey both quote this idea. That the reason why a chiyav mamon, the reason why kimle will even apply according to the daya, which holds that which applies kimle even when the chiyav mamon comes after the chiyav misa, they both say based on this idea that kimle applies even when the chiyav misa, the onesh hachamor, comes before the chiyav mamon. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's important. The Shach himself limits it to the Shulchan Aruch's case of the Chiyav Shabbos because you're still Chayiv Nisa. That creates it. Yeah, so that wouldn't work for the Makkan here. But I don't think it's not that, right? Okay. Yeah, okay. So again, so the only way this would work is if you understood the Sma as extending this Yisod to also about Makkanis. So Adkan is, the Shavar Achrikach, called Section 2. Now let's try to quickly do Section 3 of Chiyav Videi Shemayim. So this issue of Chiyav Videi Shemayim comes up in our Gemara, the small little Maisa at the end of the Sigil. Let's just try to read this inside. The story with Rava, who would thunk? The Rava was actually subject to Baal Machteres, You think it's limited to the base Medrash, and then boom. Rava was actually subject. The Moshe, would you mind? Starts with Rav. What? It is like six lines up from the bottom of Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Second word of the line is Rav. Okay, so there was a Bama Teres against Rav. Huh? Exactly. So when the Ganavim came and said, "Oh, I'm sorry, we're doing shuva. We want to give back, the animals that we took," Rava says, "Even though you're right, according to me, the ikar din your chayev, because I feel not all, but because Rav holds that kimle applies even in such a case, I'm going to give it back." So what's the question that Tosfos raises on this shita of Rava? Exactly. Point is, Rava himself in Bava Metzia holds that kimle only generates a patur bidei. Beisdin, bidei adam, the still a chiyah bidei shemayim. So the question is, why is Rava giving it back? Even if kimle applies, these ganavim, bayu b'machteres, are still chiyah bidei shemayim. That's also his kasha. What's also his answer? Moshe.
Basically, over here, they basically came with
the
Rava to be
like,
okay, we're talking to
you. Exactly. Rabbi, don't give me any chumras. If I have to pay Maker a din, I'll pay. Don't, if it's Chiyav Videi Shemayim, I'll take it up with God. I'm good. So basically, that's the way Tosfos answers. Is in a Hanami, the Chiyav Videi Shemayim applies here. But, the reason why Rabbi gave it back is because these guys, these dudes, obviously, they can't just steal. They're not the biggest tzaddik in the world. So they weren't interested in being Yotze B'dei Shemayim. All they cared about is being Yotze B'dei Yotze. So I thought it was a good opportunity to just quickly discuss, the role of Chiyav B'dei Shemayim when it comes to Kimmel, this is one of the important encroach for them. So we're going to see that this issue about whether there is a Chiyuv de Shemayim for Kimle, right, whether the Petur of Kimle is limited to Bidei Adam, or whether it extends also Bidei Shemayim, that is going to be subject to a Machlokes Amarai. So we're going to see the Machlokes Amarai. So on the first Amora, or the only, seemingly the only Amora who explicitly states that even at that Kimle is limited to Bidei Adam, there still is a Chiyuv Dei Shemayim, is Rava. We're going to see the Rava in a number of places, both in Bava Metzia and Bava Kama, says this idea that while Kimle is a Petur, there still is a Chiyuv Dei Shemayim. So the first place that Tosus quotes is the Sugya in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph. Anyone know the Sugya in Bava Metzia Tzadi Aleph? Felicia, you get a chance to look at it?
Esten.
Yeah, but what's the context?
Chosem. He was Chorish with
Kilayim. Not really. Close. He was Chosem the shore.
Chosem.
Exactly. He was Chosem the shore. Right. He basically borrowed someone else's shore, and then he was using it to, you know, to be dush certain items. But then he was Chosem it. So in such a case, what are the Chiyuvim?
Malchus
for losachsam shore b'disho, right? And the Chiyuv Mamon, because you basically, you know, you're mechuyev to give your friend's animal food and you didn't end up. So, right, the Gemara asks the Kasha, right, and the Brisa there says, you're chayev both, chayev Malkus and you're chayev the Mamon. So, correct the Gemara Kasha. What do you mean? Malkus is Kimle. Because of the Chiyuv Malkus, there should be a Petur Kimle. How can you be chayev Malkus and Mamon? So, what does Rava answer?
There.
Exactly, and what's the din of that? He says Esna Nasa Torah. What's that? What's that raya? You know the details. Okay, basically the din of Esna Nasa Torah is that in a case where Esna Nasa Torah afilu baal imo. So basically, in the case where when someone is, you know, boel their mother, so they have the chayed nisa for that, and then they're also chayim mamon, right? That they give an esnan to them. So although kimle, because such a person is chayim isa, paters the person from paying, from giving over the esnan. But if the person ends up giving over the esnan, so then and it has a shame esnan, and therefore has the nafkamina of being, you know, if you say if you give over an animal, that animal will be a pasul l'mizbeach. So basically, Rava is basically saying the fact that it has a shame esnan proves that there still was a chiyuv mamon b'dei shemayim, right? Because otherwise it wouldn't have a shem esna. Because if kimle was completely poter the chiyuv, so then even if you paid money, if you have matana ba'amo, it would have no connection to the original chiyuv esna. The fact that there's an esna on asra torah afilu ba'al imo, the fact that, you know, when you give over the animal, it has a shem esna, even though there was a kimle, so that proves that there was a chiyuv b'dei shemayim, and therefore what Bezin can't force you, but once you end up paying it, you know, you're Yotze the Chiyuv. Yotze the Chiyuv.
Hasn't the theory applied to some means against the Torah?
None. You mean the transaction?
Yeah.
There's a din of Esna.
Right, there's
a din
of Esna, but
we're going to see you're sort of hitting on the Chachmei Tzarfatim, which is a little different. We'll get there. But Papashas, yeah, even though it was an Isser, if you stipulated that you're Chayev, that's a Piyamah. And the only reason why you're Pater is not because you went Kenegah the Torah. Yeah, like Snash, you know, Snash Mama. You know, you made, you know, even Kenegah the Torah. The only reason why you'd be putter here is because of Kimle.
I'd like to give you money, you go and have a Pashas. And the Meister Pashas is a Kimle.
You'd only be putter meeting Kimle. You wouldn't be putter because you're like, you know, any Tanash of Mammon works. Yeah.
Isn't the hilarious thing right over here that you still have Chiyuv? There's Chiyuv Derais that still applies.
Bidei Shemayim.
Chiyuv Shemayim still applies. Doesn't that go against what we have, like, the way we're spending love over here? Because, over here,
Chiyuv Dei Shemayim, is that means, like, you have a chiyuv to pay b'dei shamayim, but Beis Din can't force you. And if I saw two here, in the case,
but the Bavli was
these guys weren't interested in paying. In
but,
being Yosef b'dei shamayim.
The way I explained about Bavli, it was about like Amar Nisan Rosh and Rav Shishivar, that there it was both the Kimlay and both the reason why we said you have to pay back was because it was a tender upon them. There was what both Dine, both based in Shalmata Dine.
The whole discussion of Kimlay was all Bidei Beis Din. I mean, there's no connection between the earlier part. The earlier discussion is just discussing when Kimlay applies. Now we're saying that whole discussion of Kimlay is only Bidei Beis Din, only Bidei Adam. But Bidei Shemayim, the Chiyuv still applies.
Oh, so we're also implying on that this thing with killing the Baal Rav Taras is a Dinah Beis Din.
What are we talking?
We're implying that the Dinah killing the Baal Rav Taras is a Beis Din.
Because
if it was a
din
and shemayim, then
you'd be. And once there's a chiyuv nisa, the chiyuv nisa is, bidei beis din, or it's in the case of Baal Machteres, any bystander, so that triggers a ptur, termamon. Now we're saying that termamon is only that beis din can't collect the money. But the person.
The chiyuv nisa could be even bidei shemayim.
I wouldn't say Bidei Shemayim, that's my focus tonight, but saying Baal Machteres, that's Bidei Adam, not Beis Din, but that's a bystander can kill. Okay? This is my focus tonight, and so this is about, let's say, whether Kares, or Chunya Ben Kana famously extends Kimlay to Kares, by Yom Kippur, and there's all discussion about Bidei Shemayim, that's its own my focus, but not necessarily related to this. So in short, right, Rava's din of Esnan Asatora Afila Bala Imo is basically highlighting the Ptur Kimlay is limited to Bidei Adam. It doesn't apply to Bidei Shemayim. Again, in Rashi, there's a famous Rashi in Bava Metzia, Tali Aleph, on Rava basically famously explains that the whole Ptur of Kimlay, again, it's very much like a Kedei Rishasa idea that we've been discussing. It's all about Beis Din not being able to implement, not being able to, carry out, the onshin. But really, the onish and the chiyuvim apply. It's just that Beis Din can't carry out multiple onshin. Just, read the Rashi really quickly. Rashi, famous Rashi in Bava Metzia, Tanit Aleph. Rashi says, Alma, afilo b'makom nisa. Even when there's a chiyuv nisa, nami ramu tashlum alei. There still is a chiyuv mamon on the person. Ela she'in koach la'onsho b'shtayim. The Beis Din doesn't have the right to execute or to carry out both of them. Aval Yidei Shemayim lo yatsa ad yishalim. But Me'ikar Adin, Yidei Shemayim, you're still going to be chayiv until you pay. That's enough for me. So again, the first, first time the Rabbah applies this din, and there's still being chayiv Yidei Shemayim, is in the sugya of Abba Metzia Tali Aleph by Chosim Parasha Chaveru. The other sugya is where? Can we get to it in Baba Kama? Bakama daf ayam base again. What's the context there? I don't know all the details, but it's basically, in short, without getting into the details, it's basically a case where we're trying to concoct the case of where you do mechira to be chayav or to do a mechira, right? You do if you geneva and then a mechira to be chayav dal behei, but somehow the mechira is also violate Shabbos. So you have like a chiyuv nisa and a chiyuv mamon. Bazachas. So basically, the Gemara there first, gives a case, and the Gemara then says, "Oh, because of Kimlay, so therefore the Gemara says therefore there's lav shmei mechira in essence. Right? Since you can't collect with Beis Din, since the pure Kimlay, so therefore that shouldn't be a mechira at all." And then Rabbah answers by saying, "Even though Beis Din, can't carry out, can't be mechayev you to pay it." It doesn't mean that there's no chiyuv at all. There's still a chiyuv, and therefore there is a shame mechira. It's just that Beis Din can't carry it out. Just use the lashon. Rava invokes the same idea. Rava Amar is in Baba Kama, ayin on the base. La'olam krami bar chama, because esnan aser tor rava filo baal imo. Again, quoting the same phrase that the din of esnan proves that the chiyuv, that despite kimlay, there's still a chiyuv bidei shemayim. Therefore, v'itavale kaman bedina. Basically, and if you try to collect it in Beis Din, and by the comes to the Esnan, mi amrina le kum hav la Esnan, can Beis Din force the guy to pay? Of course not. Right, because your potter didn't kim le, but ella afal god chi katava le bedina lo amrina le zil havle. And even though Beis Din, in the case of Esnan, can't force you to pay, still kaven to chi avla havi Esnan. Still, once you give it, it's an Esnan. Again, that proves it still was a chi b'de shemayim. Hachanami afal god leinin tashlumin itava bedina kaman lo amrina le zil shlim. Again, even though here too, even though because of kim le, Beis Din can't force you to pay. Since there still is a chiyuv b'dei shemayim, there still is a shem mechira. Again, the details not so important for now. But again, Rabba, the Shitasa, both of Bamatzia and Baba Kama, both says this, in both places says this idea that the Petur Kimlay is limited to the realm of b'dei adam, but there's still a chiyuv b'dei shemayim. You can see, you ask a question for So while the Gemara only mentions Rava, right, in terms of Chiv Deshimayim, it only mentions the Shita of Rava as saying in a positive sense there is a Chiv Deshimayim, the Gemara never explicitly says that any Amorayim hold that there's no Chiv Deshimayim, but it's implicit, basically, from a number of Amorayim who give alternative answers in these sugyas. Basically, you don't answer like Rava by saying it's a Chiv Deshimayim. The implication is that they reject the Chiv Deshimayim, and they hold that really the Petur Kimlay applies Bein Bidei Adam, Bein Bidei Shemayim. So just quickly, you know, let's mention this. In the Sugya Bar Matzia, right, when responding to the question of, oh, how can it be Chayev both Malkus and Mamon, the way Abaye answers the question, right, in stark contrast to Rabbo says, oh, this is still Chiv Bidei Shemayim, Abaye answers by saying, oh, this Tana is according to the Manda Omar, who says, you know, Lokin and Mishalim. Basically, this Shita is the Shita who doesn't apply Kimle to Malkus and Mamon. So therefore, in essence, implication seems to be, if Kimle were to apply, it would be a Petur, Bein Bidei Shemayim, Bein Bidei Adam. The only reason why, the only way to understand this price is because this price is, Lefi Leman Da'amar, that Kimle is not triggered by Achia Malkus. So again, Abaye, by giving an alternative answer, the implication is that he thinks that when Kimle applies, it would apply Bein Bidei Shemayim, Bein Bidei Adam. Exactly. And Rapapa, actually interesting in both episodes mentioned, Rapapa in both Gemaras offers alternative answers. And again, you know, in Bamatzi, Rapapa answers, like we've been saying, that it's not Basachas. The Zechia Mamon comes before the Chia Mi. So again, that's an example of a case where it's not Basachas, but it's specifically where the Chia Mamon comes before the Chia Mi. So, and that's where everyone agrees that Basachas is an exception. And in Baba Kama, also, not getting into details, Rapapa Lashitasa also gives an alternative answer to Rava. So again, it comes out that Rapapa in both places seems to be rejecting Rava's Yisod and holding that really Kimle is a Petur, Bein Bidei Shemayim, Bein Bidei Adam. So the last makor on this list of people who reject Rava's idea, reject this idea and say that Kimle is really a Petur, even Bidei Shemayim, is the Chachmei HaTzarfatim. It's a very, very, you know, Mechudesh, you know, Shita. Because they hold that even Rava holds that Kimle is a Petur, Bein Bidei Adam, Bein Bidei Shemayim. Right? As pointed out before, Rava, the way Rashi learns Rava, is that Rava, when he mentions this idea of, you know, Esnan Asur Torah Afila Baal Imo, by the way Rashi understood that, as that was a way of highlighting there's a Chiyab De Shemayim. The Chachmei HaTzarfatim, very important sheet. They say, no, even Rava, that's not the way to understand Rava. You want to get to see the Chachmei HaTzarfatim? Yeah, exactly. Quarter by the meter. Anyone remember what they say? They're a completely different understanding of Rava's statement of Esen Asra Torah, Fila Balima. What did it imply?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like Kimle. Exactly, that very important yisod, that Kimle only applies to Chiyuvei Mamon min HaTorah. Right? When the Torah is Mechayev, the Chiyuv Mamon, like in the case of Nezikin, or Chiyuv Nezik, the Torah is Mechayev you. Or in the case of Gezela or Gneva, the Torah is Mechayev you. So in those cases where the Torah is Mechayev you, Mamon, the Torah also has this din of Kimle, which says, oh, the Chiyuv Mamon, which the Torah's Mechayev you is not going to apply when the Torah's also Mechayev you Misa. But says these Chachmei Atzerfatim, quoted in the Meiri Bar Metzia, but when the Chiyah Mamon is not coming from the Torah, but it's the Chiyah Mamon is coming from the person being Mischayev himself, like in the case of Esnan, right? Why is the person Chayev in Esnan? It's because he agreed. He said, oh, if you have you with me, I'll be Mischayev myself to Esnan. Or in the case of Bar Metzia, in the case of Socher Para, Schiras, I'm going to lend me your Para and I'll pay you for it. So in those cases where the person is Mischayev himself, it's not the Torah's Chiyah, but the person is Mischayev himself, so then says these Chachmei Atzerfatim, there's no Din Kimlin. So that's Pshat Rava. When Rava says, Esnan Astra Torah Afila Baal Imo, of course these Rishonim has nothing to do with the fact that it's a Chiyah Bidei Shemayim. No! In the case of Esnan, because if the Chiyah is not generated by the Torah, but it's generated by the person himself, that Chiyah, it was generated Mischayvus Midanashe, it's not subject to Kimlei Kihuzeh. And therefore, in such a case, there's even a Chiyav Bidei Adam. Which is very important, because according to these Rishonim, there is no Shitas, there's no Shita in the Amoraim who holds that Kimlei is limited to Bidei Adam. Because these Rishonim are saying that even Rava, who is the Shita, which holds that Kimlei doesn't apply Bidei Shemayim, they redefine Rava as saying a completely different pshat is just saying that Kimlei only applies to a Chiyav Mamon a Chiyav Mamon which comes from the Torah, but it doesn't apply to cases like Esnan or Schiras where the Hischaivus comes from the person himself. So in short, from these Rishonim, there are no Shitas of Amarayim in the Gemara which hold that the Kimlei is limited to Bidei Adam, and according to these Rishonim, Kimlei, where it applies, is going to be Bein Bidei Adam, Bein Bidei Shemayim. Understand? Oh. So just to quickly discuss the nafkamina between you know these two different approaches about whether Kimlei is a limited to a Petur Bidei Adam or also extends to Bidei Shemayim. So classical nafkamina is whether there's a Bidei Shemayim. That's pretty straightforward. But the other nafkamina is what Rashi quotes, the Inami is the Inyan of? Exactly, Tvisa. Let's say the person is Tofes. Right? So says Rashi, if, according to Rava, that there's still Zechiyah B'dei Shamayim, right? So then, how's it go? So then, if the person, who's King Tofes or who? I'm just confusing myself. What was the case? Let's say case of the Socher Par, right? Exactly, right? So the case of the Socher Par. So we're saying the person who is, you know, the Socher and the person who's Saxo Mishur, so we're saying he, even though it's Kimlei, even though it's Chayav Misa and he's subject to Kimlei, he's still Chayav Bidei Shemayim. So therefore, if the original owner, or if the Bailam of the Para, is Tofes the money, so then since Bidei Shemayim, the Ikar Adin, it belongs to him, so therefore, lo mafkila mina, we're not going to take it back. So you get another a second nafkamina beyond, you know, whether you just have to pay Bidei Shemayim, is whether, if the guy is Tofes, whether it can be mafkila mina. In short, if there is a Chiyav Bidei Shemayim, so then if the guy who's owed Bidei Shemayim is Tofes it, we're not going to be mafkila mina. So that's what Rashi in Bar Metzia spells out. There's an interesting machlokis, achronim, about whether this statement of Rashi, right, again, does it apply to all Chiyuvei Bidei Shemayim, or is it limited to the Chiyuvei Bidei Shemayim of Kimlei? Namely, the Mishnah Melech says, oh look, you see from this Rashi in Bar Metzia that any time is a Chiyuvei Bidei Shemayim, and the person who's owed something Bidei Shemayim, if that person is Tofes, look, you see from Rashi, lo mafkin aminei. So Mishnah Melech basically says that we can derive from this Rashi, right? We can extrapolate from this Rashi that any time a person is owed something Bidei Shemayim and the person is Tofes it, lo mafkin aminei, because Bidei Shemayim it belongs to him. So Mishnah Melech is saying, look, this is a perfect example. There's a Chiyuvei Bidei Shemayim, the guy is Tofes, and Rashi says, lo mafkin aminei. This is what the Mishnah Melech spells out in Hilchos Mava Velove, Perech Vav, Halacha Aleph, have the Mamakom Rashid, basically explicitly extrapolates from Arashi that any time there's a Chiyuvei Bidei Shemayim, lo mafkin aminei. The Yamshel Shlomo says no. It's very important. He says no. This notion that, oh, there's a chiyah b'dei shamayim, lo mafkinim minei, that is limited to Rashi's specific context of kimlei. Because only by kimlei, where it's not just a stam chiyah b'dei shamayim, he based on the way Yamsha Shlomo says it, and we'll read it inside, that there's a maker adin is a full chiyah. It's just that basin can't collect it. Remember, that's the whole context of Rashi. It's like a k'dei rishasa type idea. It's not just a b'dei shamayim. It's a full maker adin. The person is fully chayev. The only tour is that basin can't force the guy. So says the Yamshel Shlomo, only in this context where it's a full chiyav, me'ikar adin, do we say that, you know, the person, if he's tofes, lo mafkina minet, because me'ikar adin completely belongs to him. But in a typical chiyav de shamayim, right, in a typical chiyav de shamayim, it's like a case of grama, right, tying the, you know, summer together, right? In case of grama, where you're patur mide adam, and you're, you know, only chiyav de shamayim, that's saying that even me'ikar adin, you know, you're really potter, and there's a chiyav b'dei shamayim. So again, there's a stark contrast between the chiyav b'dei shamayim, says the Yamshel Shlomo, there's a stark contrast between the chiyav b'dei shamayim in kimlei, where me'ikar adin is a full chiyav, and it's just that bezin can't implement it, than in a stam case of a chiyav b'dei shamayim, which has an implication that it's not a full chiyav, like grama. The reason why it's limited to the realm of chiyav b'dei shamayim, not b'dei adam, is not because, oh, bezin can't collect, is that, no, because there's some chisaron in the mechayev itself. Let's just read Yamshel Shlomo just to see the lashon inside. He says, and therefore you can't extrapolate from Rashi, but Rashi will admit that in a normal case of chiyav shamayim, tfisa will not work. So Yamshel Shlomo, or Shlomo Kluger, says as follows: Bishlama bekimle bedrami mine chayev hu, rak dilo katzlina betrei katala. There you're fully chayev. It's just that we can't, Bezdin can't implement it. Right? But abdina le'achumra, and there we just, you know, Bezdin can only, you know, implement the more chumra one. Hilka hecha delo abdina na chumra kigon bishoge go shaloba hasra obezman hazeh in kain nucha lomar shasvara nosena she'i tafas lomafkina mine. Right? Only in that context do we say loma the tfisa will work. The has sof chayiv, because at the end of the day there's a full chiyiv me'ikra adin. Aval hecha she grama benizikinu, but if it's just a stam case of grama, ve'ebo chiyiv min adin, and there the fact is a chiyiv de shemayim is a simon to the fact that it's not a chiyav me'ikar adin. Ela lotes b'dei shamayim, it's just, you know, on the level of b'dei shamayim. Im kein pshita d'itafas mafkina minei. In that case, the person, right, the nizak, in that case, if he's tofes, tfisa is not going to work, I'm going to take it away from him. So again, it's very important to be mechalek when the phrase chiyav b'dei shamayim doesn't always mean the same thing. Sometimes that means, oh, basin just can't implement, and sometimes that means that it's actually not really chayav me'ikar adin.
I think I hear what you're saying, but the Yamshel Shlomo will say
that, you know, the inami is not going back on what he said. He agrees with everything he said. The question is whether that will also result in a din of tfisa l'mafkina minei.
Why comes the first step word and the result of
tfisa? And it could be that, you know, as long as Basin can't forcibly take it away from you, you can't forcibly take it away. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as he's going to understand that Tudeos is about tfisa, not about. I hear what you're saying. You're saying like maybe the Tudeos is a group about the nature of kimba.
Meaning,
it depends on your understanding. Now, also, it's not so clear that.
Unless
inam is like a second nafkimina. Another way to say it.
The
active
nafkimina makes sense if you read it as a
like inam is like another nafkimina. Okay. Yeah, but even if you say that, I think it's open. Yeah, but I'm saying, even if it's Tudeos, I still think the question is whether Tudeos is.
What is the second day of Tudeos?
No, about, again, that's not focused on me and Shlomo. Shlomo thinks that Tudeos is about the nature of Kimlei. I would say, not me, I'm sure Shlomo, or the other Shlomo, right? The other Shlomo, Shlomo Kluger, would say that Tudeos is about Tisa. In the first day, I would say, even though it's a Chiyav de Shemayim, it's about the Ikuv and Bezin. But just like there's an Ikuv in Bezin, it's also an Ikuv in Tzvisa. What?
Yeah, he's trying to pass the bubble. He doubles the
last thing to discuss, which is important, that this issue about whether there is a chiyah b'dei shamayim for kinlay really relates to the ikar lumdus of what type of tour is kinlay. Again, this is a bigger discussion, a lot of the course for this, we're not time for this, we'll just give them all the Rashi tables. And basically we're going to see that different approaches regarding like what exactly is the impact of kinlay is going to result in this nafkamina of b'dei shamayim. Again, so we're sort of doing it backwards, going from b'dei shamayim and going backwards to what the nature of kinlay is. Generally, if you're doing kinlay, you first develop these different approaches in terms of what's the nature of the impact of kinlay and then use b'dei shamayim as a nafkamina. But either way, so again, one approach in kinlay, as we've been discussing, is very much a din bezin. Right? It doesn't affect the chiyah of kizuzeh. Well, you could say it's like a p'tur onish, in the sense that the onish is chal, and it's just that Bezin can't implement it. You know, this is like, you know, the Rishonim who focus on the makor of kidei rishasa, like, you know, rishah chasatam chayva, bi'adva, yachol chayva, you know, shtei rishayos. So according to that approach, that really the din of kinlay is all din of Bezin, the Bezin not being able to implement, so then according to such approach, it would make sense that the chiyah of bidei shamayim still applies. Right, this is pointing out. Again, this is like the lumdus that Rashi in Bamatzias spells out that if kinlay is all about Bezin not being able to collect, so then it's misnomer to say that Bezin can't collect, but there still should be a chiyav on the books, and therefore a chiyav b'dei shamayim. But if you take other approaches, a lot of evidence for that kinlay is not just a din in Bezin, but kinlay functions either to be completely be mafkia the onish hakav, or to even be mafkia the maisa hakav. Again, that's its own lumdus about whether kinlay is just completely mafkia the chiyah mamon, or perhaps not just mafkia the chiyah mamon, but basically it's mafkia the maisa mechayev mamon. Okay, a lot of nafkimin, it's a very, very interesting lumdus that basically kinlay can basically dictate that it is if you didn't perform the maisa, which is mechayev mamon, which has its own nafkimin, it'd be closest to in Gidin and Gimel. Again, according to either of these approaches, which are, again, different from each other, but for our purposes it's the same, so whether it's a hafkas onish or hafkas maisa, so then either of these approaches should result in there not being a chiyah b'dei shamayim. Because again, if you understand kimle is completely being mafkia the onish, or completely being mafkia the maisa, hamachayav onish, so then it seems like there's no room for a chiyah b'dei shamayim, because kimle completely uprooted the chiyah at hand. And, talking back to the Rashba, and if you hold of a third approach, which says that kinlay is not a p'tur at all, but it basically grants the Meschayev of Misa a kinyan in the Dhammim at hand, so then also there seemingly shouldn't be any room for a Chiyah of Misa's Chiyah B'dei Shamayim, because at the end of the day, the person who's Meschayev of Misa is now the owner of the item. And therefore, it's as if you weren't Mazik anything, because as if you're Mazik, that which belongs to you. According to such an approach, again, as we pointed out a couple of shiurim ago, according to Tshuva Sarashba, within that approach, that kinlay triggers a kinyan, there also shouldn't be any room for a chiyav b'dei shamayim. So again, depending on these different approaches regarding the lumdus of kinlay, that will have heavily impact this nafkamina of chiyav b'dei shamayim. In short, if you think that it's just a din bezin, there should be a chiyav b'dei shamayim. If you think that it's any one of the following three, then there shouldn't be. If you think that it's a hafkas onish, if you think that it's hafkas maisa, or you think it's a kinyan, according to any of those pshatim, there shouldn't be a chiyav b'dei shamayim. Again, this nafkamina chiyav b'dei shamayim really gets to the heart of the yisod of kinlay. Any questions? You're saying if Rashi is very much basin focused, because you're saying there that yeah. So again, so it could be that's gonna be limited. Again, like the Chuvas Rashba accounted for that. Remember for that? Chuvas Rashba basically said that the two dinim of Kimle. There's the Misa Kimle, that's where Shogun comes in. And the one which is Bezin oriented, that's Malkus.
So they're making the Misa
Kimle. I hear. I hear. So you have to work on that. Yeah, I hear. It's not like, if you think it's a dinim in Bez Rishayos, it seems to be a case where they're actually.
Right, even on the chat that it gets rid of the bigger onesh. The bigger onesh gets rid of the smaller onesh.
You mean like Hafkaz onesh?
Yeah, because it's still. Meaning it's mostly sadder the feed of my Savir but the smaller Savir.
We discussed that in the past. I'll do that tomorrow, but.
Is that number four? Could that work?
No, I think we're going to skip number four for now. But, yeah, we'll stop here. And then I guess on whoever's here, Sunday night, we're going to start a new Sugya of Rodev. So you're. Get that new week. New Sugya.